The United States celebrates Valentine's Day each year on February 14th. Images of hearts are everywhere, as are red roses and boxes of chocolates to give to that special person. You could say that love is in the air. Many other countries celebrate Valentine's Day too, each in their own way. Here is a look at four countries' Valentine's Day traditions. For South Koreans, Valentine's Day happens in three parts: February 14th, March 14th, and April 14th. On February 14th, women traditionally give men gifts of chocolate to show their affection. 1 month later, on a holiday known as White Day, men show their thanks by giving women a sweet gift. The name White Day comes from the mostly outdated custom of giving white-colored gifts. And let's not forget Black Day on April 14th. Single people who did not get gifts on February 14th or March 14th often gather on Black Day to eat jajangmyeon noodles with black bean sauce. Unlike many European countries, Wales does not celebrate Saint Valentine. It has its own saint of love. Her name is Saint Doenwyn. The Welsh holiday is called Saint Doenwyn's Day and takes place on January 25th. The traditional romantic gift on this day is a love spoon. Beginning in the 17th century, Welshmen carved beautiful wooden spoons as a representation of their love for that special person in their lives. Each pattern has a different meaning. For example, horseshoes mean good luck. Keys represent the key to a man's heart. And wheels are a sign of support. Today in Wales, love spoons are also given at weddings, births, and other celebrations.
Argentina celebrates Valentine's Day in February, but also gives a whole other week to love in July. They call it Sweetness Week. If you kiss someone, they have to give you a sugary treat. Sweetness Week started in 1989. With a candy company called Arcor. They made an advertisement called Candy for a Kiss. The idea was to give the company's chocolates and other candies in exchange for a sweet kiss on the cheek. The campaign had a stronger effect than the company expected. It led to a new holiday. Every July, couples who take part give each other candies and kisses all week long. Finally, we turn to the United States. Galentine's Day, February 13th, began as a made-up holiday on an American television show, Parks and Recreation. In one part of the show in 2010, the show's main character, Leslie Knope, said Galentine's Day is about ladies celebrating ladies. So the day is a celebration of friendship between women. Today, women use the holiday as a time to go out and have fun with female friends, co-workers, or family members, or to show their love for personal female heroes. On Galentine's Day in 2020, for example, Michelle Obama thanked her girlfriends who support her through life's ups and downs. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Alice Bryant. The United States celebrates Valentine's Day each year on February 14th. Images of hearts are everywhere, as are red roses and boxes of chocolates to give to that special person. You could say that love is in the air. Many other countries celebrate Valentine's Day too, each in their own way. Here is a look at four countries' Valentine's Day traditions. For South Koreans, Valentine's Day happens in three parts: February 14th, March 14th, and April 14th. On February 14th, women traditionally give men gifts of chocolate to show their affection. 1 month later, on a holiday known as White Day, men show their thanks by giving women a sweet gift. The name White Day comes from the mostly outdated custom of giving white-colored gifts. And let's not forget Black Day on April 14th. Single people who did not get gifts on February 14th or March 14th often gather on Black Day to eat jajangmyeon noodles with black bean sauce. Unlike many European countries, Wales does not celebrate Saint Valentine. It has its own saint of love. Her name is Saint Doenwyn. The Welsh holiday is called St. Doenwyn's Day and takes place on January 25th. The traditional romantic gift on this day is a love spoon. Beginning in the 17th century, Welshmen carved beautiful wooden spoons as a representation of their love for that special person in their lives. Each pattern has a different meaning. For example, horseshoes mean good luck. Keys represent the key to a man's heart. And wheels are a sign of support. Today in Wales, love spoons are also given at weddings, births, and other celebrations.
Argentina celebrates Valentine's Day in February, but also gives a whole other week to love in July. They call it Sweetness Week. If you kiss someone, they have to give you a sugary treat. Sweetness Week started in 1989 with a candy company called Arcor. They made an advertisement called Candy for a Kiss. The idea was to give the company's chocolates and other candies in exchange for a sweet kiss on the cheek. The campaign had a stronger effect than the company expected. It led to a new holiday. Every July, couples who take part give each other candies and kisses all week long. Finally, we turn to the United States. Galentine's Day, February 13th, began as a made-up holiday on an American television show, Parks and Recreation. In one part of the show in 2010, the show's main character, Leslie Knope, said Galentine's Day is about ladies celebrating ladies. So the day is a celebration of friendship between women. Today, women use the holiday as a time to go out and have fun with female friends, co-workers, or family members, or to show their love for personal female heroes. On Galentine's Day in 2020, for example, Michelle Obama thanked her girlfriends who support her through life's ups and downs. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Alice Bryant. The United States celebrates Valentine's Day each year on February 14th. Images of hearts are everywhere, as are red roses and boxes of chocolates to give to that special person. You could say that love is in the air. Many other countries celebrate Valentine's Day too, each in their own way. Here is a look at four countries' Valentine's Day traditions. For South Koreans, Valentine's Day happens in three parts: February 14th, March 14th, and April 14th. On February 14th, women traditionally give men gifts of chocolate to show their affection. One month later, on a holiday known as White Day, men show their thanks by giving women a sweet gift. The name White Day comes from the mostly outdated custom of giving white-colored gifts. And let's not forget Black Day on April 14th. Single people who did not get gifts on February 14th or March 14th often gather on Black Day to eat jajangmyeon noodles with black bean sauce. Unlike many European countries, Wales does not celebrate Saint Valentine. It has its own saint of love. Her name is Saint Doenwyn. The Welsh holiday is called St. Doenwyn's Day and takes place on January 25th. The traditional romantic gift on this day is a love spoon. Beginning in the 17th century, Welshmen carved beautiful wooden spoons as a representation of their love for that special person in their lives. Each pattern has a different meaning. For example, horseshoes mean good luck. Keys represent the key to a man's heart. And wheels are a sign of support. Today in Wales, love spoons are also given at weddings, births, and other celebrations.
Argentina celebrates Valentine's Day in February, but also gives a whole other week to love in July. They call it Sweetness Week. If you kiss someone, they have to give you a sugary treat. Sweetness Week started in 1989 with a candy company called Arcor. They made an advertisement called Candy for a Kiss. The idea was to give the company's chocolates and other candies in exchange for a sweet kiss on the cheek. The campaign had a stronger effect than the company expected. It led to a new holiday. Every July, couples who take part give each other candies and kisses all week long. Finally, we turn to the United States. Galentine's Day, February 13th, began as a made-up holiday on an American television show, Parks and Recreation. In one part of the show in 2010, the show's main character, Leslie Knope, said Galentine's Day is about ladies celebrating ladies, so the day is a celebration of friendship between women. Today, women use the holiday as a time to go out and have fun with female friends, co-workers, or family members, or to show their love for personal female heroes. On Galentine's Day in 2020, for example, Michelle Obama thanked her girlfriends who support her through life's ups and downs. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Alice Bryant.
Recently, my 9-year-old son proudly announced to me that he wanted to become a commercial airline pilot when he grows up. I'm happy for him because he spends hours reading books about airplanes, and he loves to play airplane game apps. It's great to know what career you want at such a young age. As well, the average annual salary for an airline pilot is quite good, $105,270. Also, being an airline pilot means that you might travel to many exotic locations around the world, places that most people might never get a chance to see. However, I wonder if his choice of career is one that I should encourage. You see, this morning I googled most stressful jobs and I discovered that my son's dream career is actually the third most stressful job on a list of top 10 most stressful jobs. This makes sense because as a pilot you are responsible for the lives of hundreds of people. You are away from home for many days at a time. And you may have to fly through many different time zones, which can be very difficult to adjust to. Number one on the list was military personnel, soldier, and number two was firefighter. Of course, jobs like these are very dangerous, you must put your life in danger almost daily. Interestingly, however, taxi driver was also on the list, at number 10. Recently, my 9-year-old son proudly announced to me that he wanted to become a commercial airline pilot when he grows up. I'm happy for him because he spends hours reading books about airplanes, and he loves to play airplane game apps. It's great to know what career you want at such a young age. As well, the average annual salary for an airline pilot is quite good, $105,270. Also, being an airline pilot means that you might travel to many exotic locations around the world, places that most people might never get a chance to see. However, I wonder if his choice of career is one that I should encourage. You see, this morning I googled most stressful jobs and I discovered that my son's dream career is actually the third most stressful job on a list of top 10 most stressful jobs. This makes sense because as a pilot you are responsible for the lives of hundreds of people. You are away from home for many days at a time. And you may have to fly through many different time zones, which can be very difficult to adjust to. Number one on the list was military personnel, soldier, and number two was firefighter. Of course, jobs like these are very dangerous, you must put your life in danger almost daily. Interestingly, however, taxi driver was also on the list, at number 10. Recently, my 9-year-old son proudly announced to me that he wanted to become a commercial airline pilot when he grows up. I'm happy for him because he spends hours reading books about airplanes, and he loves to play airplane game apps. It's great to know what career you want at such a young age. As well, the average annual salary for an airline pilot is quite good, $105,270. Also, being an airline pilot means that you might travel to many exotic locations around the world, places that most people might never get a chance to see. However, I wonder if his choice of career is one that I should encourage. You see, this morning I googled most stressful jobs and I discovered that my son's dream career is actually the third most stressful job on a list of top 10 most stressful jobs. This makes sense because as a pilot you are responsible for the lives of hundreds of people. You are away from home for many days at a time. And you may have to fly through many different time zones, which can be very difficult to adjust to. Number one on the list was military personnel, soldier, and number two was firefighter. Of course, jobs like these are very dangerous, you must put your life in danger almost daily. Interestingly, however, Taxi Driver was also on the list, at number 10.
Hi, Sophia. Can you tell me your experience with curbside pickup?
Yes, just grocery shopping?
Yes, but also in general.
Okay, so with curbside pickup, I have had many experiences with it, especially during the pandemic. And I really like it, and I think it's much better than going into a store or going into a restaurant to pick up your order, or sometimes even eat at a restaurant. You can order from the comfort of your own home and then drive to wherever you're going to pick it up. And most of the time they bring it out to you. And if it's groceries, they put it in the trunk for you. And it's just very convenient for when you're in a hurry or don't have a lot of time in the day. Especially with groceries, because when you go to the grocery store, you can spend a lot of time there and sometimes buy more than what you actually need. When you do a curbside pickup for the grocery store, you can pick what you want from your list. And it's very easy, like I've mentioned, and very convenient. With restaurants, it's very convenient during the pandemic because you're staying in your car, you're staying safe, and you don't have a lot of contact with other people. And again, they bring the food out to you so you don't have to go into the restaurant. So that's great.
Great. And how about your clothes or whatever another article you need to buy?
With clothes, I haven't experienced curbside pickup when picking up clothing, but I will say that it's become more of an option for others during the pandemic, and I think it will continue to stay an option for a while, which is also very convenient because you don't have to go into the store to pick it up, and then you'll find more things that you want to buy. And with curbside pickup, they come directly to you with what you've already ordered from your house.
That's perfect. So you are, and your opinion is like you are on the side of online shopping.
Yes, I like online shopping, and I like that curbside pickup has been more of an option for people.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Sophia. Can you tell me your experience with curbside pickup?
Yes, just grocery shopping?
Yes, but also in general.
Okay, so with curbside pickup, I have had many experiences with it, especially during the pandemic, and I really like it, and I think it's much better than going into a store or going into a restaurant to pick up your order or sometimes even eat at a restaurant. You can order from the comfort of your own home and then drive to wherever you're going to pick it up. And most of the time they bring it out to you. And if it's groceries, they put it in the trunk for you. And it's just very convenient for when you're in a hurry or don't have a lot of time in the day, especially with groceries, because when you go to the grocery store, you can spend a lot of time there and sometimes buy more than what you actually need. When you do a curbside pickup for the grocery store, you can pick what you want from your list. And it's very easy, like I've mentioned, and very convenient. With restaurants, it's very convenient during the pandemic because you're staying in your car, you're staying safe, and you don't have a lot of contact with other people. And again, they bring the food out to you so you don't have to go into the restaurant. So that's great.
Great. And how about your clothes or whatever another article you need to buy?
With clothes, I haven't experienced curbside pickup when picking up clothing, but I will say that it's become more of an option for others during the pandemic, and I think it will continue to stay an option for a while, which is also very convenient because you don't have to go into the store to pick it up, and then you'll find more things that you want to buy. And with curbside pickup, they come directly to you with what you've already ordered from your house.
That's perfect. So you are, and your opinion is like you are on the side of online shopping.
Yes, I like online shopping, and I like that curbside pickup has been more of an option for people.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Sophia. Can you tell me your experience with curbside pickup?
Yes, just grocery shopping?
Yes, but also in general.
Okay, so with curbside pickup, I have had many experiences with it, especially during the pandemic, and I really like it, and I think it's much better than going into a store or going into a restaurant to pick up your order or sometimes even eat at a restaurant. You can order from the comfort of your own home and then drive to wherever you're going to pick it up. And most of the time they bring it out to you. And if it's groceries, they put it in the trunk for you. And it's just very convenient for when you're in a hurry or don't have a lot of time in the day. Especially with groceries, because when you go to the grocery store, you can spend a lot of time there and sometimes buy more than what you actually need. When you do a curbside pickup for the grocery store, you can pick what you want from your list. And it's very easy, like I've mentioned, and very convenient. With restaurants, it's very convenient during the pandemic because you're staying in your car, you're staying safe, and you don't have a lot of contact with other people. And again, they bring the food out to you so you don't have to go into the restaurant. So that's great.
Great. And how about your clothes or whatever another article you need to buy?
With clothes, I haven't experienced curbside pickup when picking up clothing, but I will say that it's become more of an option for others during the pandemic, and I think it will continue to stay an option for a while, which is also very convenient because you don't have to go into the store to pick it up, and then you'll find more things that you want to buy. And with curbside pickup, they come directly to you with what you've already ordered from your house.
That's perfect. So you are, and your opinion is like you are on the side of online shopping.
Yes, I like online shopping, and I like that curbside pickup has been more of an option for people.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.